Naomi faced pervasive challenges, incidents including harassment, and these workers have to also face the mental pressures, physical pressures as well.
Hey, explorers! Welcome to the PJ's Explore Show, an amazing journey to exploration.
From gig workers to digital nomad, the gig economy is changing the way we define work. What opportunities and challenges does this bring to the table? Share your thoughts with us. Hey guys, welcome back to the PJ's Explore Show, and I'm your host Priyanshi. This is the place where we dive into intrigue conversation that matters. I hope that you all are doing fine, and in today's episode I have come up with a very trendy topic in today's world, that is gig economy. What does this gig economy actually mean, and why is it so much in trend nowadays? So first, in this episode, first we will analyze the case study of gig worker who got looted by a gang, and after that we are going to discuss the gig, what is actually gig economy, what are the challenges does the gig economy comes to the table, and how the gig economy is becoming evolutionized in the India and all around the world, and finally we are going to see the way forward of this episode. From the rise of digital nomads to challenges faced by gig worker, we will navigate opportunities and uncertainties defining this contemporary work culture. How does the traditional employment trade and boundaries are changing into the digital nomad and digital world? Join me on a retrieving journey into the heart of the gig economy's impact on individuals, business, or global workforce. Have you ever heard about the case study of a delivery executive who come in search of job from one state to another in Bengaluru for the search of job? But unfortunately, he got looted by a gang, and his smartphone, which is his only livelihood, got robbed by them. This is not a unique case, guys. It has become very common nowadays. Many workers are becoming victims of mugging and assault, and they are being robbed and attacked, which is very vulnerable at night especially. And this is not the case with the man only. This is also the case somewhere with the woman. They are being harassed and mentally pressured as well, which is not good for anyone. When a victim actually narrated the incident with his company, instead of helping him, the company leave a penalty of ₹350 on him, and when he goes to the police station, the police officer just said that every week on an average 2 or 3 cases like this come, and many goes undeported because of time and money. After the emerging threat to gig workers, roving gangs on slow electric scooters exploiting their vulnerabilities with minimal resistance, these workers becoming easy targets for them. Women in the gig economy face pervasive challenges, including harassment, and these workers have to also face the mental pressures, physical pressures as well. The question now here arises that what role does law enforcement play in protecting these gig workers from this rising menace? You know, I think one potential solution could be the introduction of some safety spots and fixed mental frames for holiday phones, providing a layer of security in relation to them. Let's check that what exactly do we mean by gig economy and gig workers. Let's explore and understand these two terms, which are very trendy in nowadays. So basically, gig economy is a kind of free market system in which temporary positions are common and organizations contract with independent workers for short-term engagement. While gig workers are those engaged in livelihood outside the traditional employer-employee contract. Gig economy is minute contractual of work where employees escape all responsibilities except for immediately handing over the work to the gig workers and arranging the payments from it. On the other hand, gig workers bear the burden of any sort of domestic and social crisis. This is the basic drawback I think that gig workers have to face in the gig economy especially. So keeping in mind these challenges of gig workers, the government has taken some steps as well for them. So recently, Rajasthan government has passed Rajasthan Platform-Based Registration Act 2023 that signals a step towards evolving workers' rights in the gig economy. As companies often consider workers as a partner of their company, evading employees' responsibility, the unorganized nature of this work style lacks some fair bargaining system. In contrast, if we talk about the Maharashtra, then the Maharashtra government have come up with the halal model both for both workers and merchants, establishing a halal panchayat that grant workers collectively legitimacy, ensuring fair workforce practices and security. So now if we talk about the statistics of gig economy in India, in context of India especially, then we can see that 2020 to 2021, this sector is emerging as a significant contributor, generating 56% of new employment in the country, which is a very big number. Projection also indicate its potential to offer up to 90 million jobs. Yes, you heard right, that 90 million jobs are being given by this gig economy, especially particularly in the non-farm sector. If we talk about the gig worker in respect of the skill, then diving into the skill spectrum, 22% of gig workers are high skilled, 47% fall into the medium skilled category, and 31% constitute of low skill. After discussing all this, what is the need for social security system for gig economy workers for the future? Here is one scheme that I have found, that is Atal Pension Yojana. The Atal Pension Yojana, administered by PFDRA, established a national social security scheme in 2015 for Indians, focusing on the unorganized sectors, which employs approximately 43.9 crore people in India as per economic survey in 2021 to 2022. As a safety net for India's future, it's a tool to augment saving in the economy, as even unorganized sectors could park their savings in this secured scheme with assured terms, not exposed to the market uncertainties. Although this scheme is not especially for the gig workers, but I think that this scheme can somewhere help gig economic workers. The RACE framework by Niti Aayog also could be linked to it to include gig workers and make this system more inclusive. So what do you believe actually are the primary factors driving this significant rise in gig economy in today's world, all around the world, not especially in India, but all around the world? Share your thoughts on the key reasons behind the growth of freelance and on-demand work opportunities. Here are the top most common reasons that why does the gig economy is expanding on this much growth. The first one is widespread internet access. As we all know that in today's world, internet is the best thing to share things, to share thoughts and everything. And because of internet, the gig economy is also increasing at that much great pace. The second one is the rapid increase in the startup ecosystem. You know, the word startup is very trendy nowadays. Everyone is very excited to open their new startup, whether it's like Zomato, Ola, Uber, and Blinkit. There are number and numerous of startups that every day the new startup is opening up. And because of these startup ecosystems, the gig economy is expanding. The third one is the interoperability of a platform. What does this interoperability mean? The interoperability actually is the connection of goods and services and information which is linked to each other. It is kind of like that. And the fourth one is the changing work approach. Now, so many people are shifting from traditional workforce to the gig economy and some new phases of working. You know, the content writer and other things as well. I know that this is something which is very different from gig economy, but the mindset of the people are changing very tremendously in respect of works. So yeah, according to it, the changing work approach is, I think, is one of the common reason for the expansion of the gig economy. Fifth one is the rising demand for contractual employees. Nowadays, the contractual employees are in demand by number of companies as well. Now, as we delve into the dynamic of gig economy, it's crucial to explore the challenges it presents. Each challenge, however, also opens the door to potential solutions as well. Always keep this in mind, even if the life is challenging. In examining the challenges with the gig economy, we identify key issues such as unavailability of the reliable data, poor services condition for platform workers, contractual constraints, and the impact of national regulatory frameworks as well. Additionally, other hurdles, if we can see, is the opportunity for skill upgradation for the gig workers and the potential for work exploitation. To tackle these all challenges, potential solutions may involve labor department intervention and control to ensure fair practices, deployment of patrolling vehicles to swiftly address on-the-spot issues, to provide the security to the gig workers, identification of safety zones for workers, implementation of buddy system during delivery, and lastly, the provision of training and establishment of workers unions to counterbalance market oligopoly. If we see the noteworthy example showcasing cases, successful solutions include such as Swiggy cost-free accident insurance and the finance ministry provision of 2 lakh rupees life insurance policy for the gig workers, illustrating productive steps taken to address challenges within the gig economy. The Niti Aayog has also come up with a potential solution, and somewhere it can help the gig workers as well. The path forward for India's bargaining gig and platform economy as recommended by Niti Aayog involves a strategic approach to address key areas. The recommendation includes proper estimation of gig workers' work. There are numerous of gig workers and many are uncounted. So the proper estimation of gig worker is very important to see that at what pace these all are challenges are faced by the gig worker. And this especially the proper estimation of gig worker data collected by eSharam portal. The second one is the catalyst platformization. The third one is accelerate financial inclusion as well. Fourth one is the skill development. In today's world, skill development is the most important thing for anyone. And for this, keeping in mind, the skill development is one of the basic things that Niti Aayog come up for the gig workers as well. The platform can collaborate with the ministry of skill development and entrepreneurship and the National Skill Development Corporation. Fifth is enhancing social inclusion. The gig workers must also feel society inclusion as well. They doesn't feel like they are being excluded from the economy because of the temporary position of them in the economy. The sixth one is the social security as well. And in the end, by concluding this episode by reflecting the case study of the delivery executive worker, we have delved into the profound implications of gig worker and gig economy. In Rajasthan, the government progressive stance with the Gig and Platform Worker Act makes a crucial step towards recognizing and safeguarding the rights of gig workers. From the reason behind the gig economy's rise to the associated challenges that are being faced by the economy and its current status in India especially, we have explored a comprehensive spectrum of this trendy topic. As we envision the way forward, let's advocate for continued reform, greater inclusivity, and enhanced social security measures for them. Remember, in this dynamic landscape, your safety and well-being are paramount. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, pursue your passion, stay healthy, and thrive in the ever-evolving world of the gig economy. And yes, don't forget to dive into the adventure with PJ's Explore Show on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. Like the content that fuels your curiosity, share the excitement with your fellow explorers. Subscribe for a front row seat for the thrilling exploration. Give us your feedback and let your voice shape our next and new exploration. Let's build a community of passionate explorers together. Thank you.